Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of November 2018. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a fresh petition challenging Article 370 of the Constitution of India, which grants autonomous status to the state of Jammu and Kashmir. Supreme Court has asked Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, to prosecute government officials who have not acted on nearly 250 complaints received on its official social media accounts with regard to pollution in Delhi. Supreme Court has slammed Karnataka government for doing nothing and just fooling around in connection with the probe of the murder of renowned scholar and rationalist M.M. Kalburgi in Dharwad in 2015. Supreme Court has issued notice on a petition filed by the Centre for Public Interest Litigation, CPIL, challenging two amendments to the Prevention of Corruption Act, which they allege dilute the law. Supreme Court has held that silence on part of accused as to questions put to him by the court under Section 313 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, in such a matter wherein he is expected to come out with an explanation, leads to an adverse inference against the accused. Supreme Court has observed that even after disclosure is made by a candidate about criminal cases pending against him, the employer would be well within his rights to consider the antecedents and the suitability of the candidate. Kerala High Court has ruled that a review petition is maintainable against an order in a contempt case, and in doing so court has overruled the division bench judgment in Antony v. P.S. Rana. Delhi High Court has asked Delhi University to place on record its stand on NSUI student leader Sunny Chiller's plea challenging the election of ex-DUSU President Ankit Besoya, who is from ABVP, for furnishing a fake bachelor's degree when getting admitted to the varsity. Bombay High Court has directed Maharashtra government to set up child-friendly courtrooms in all the judicial premises across the state on a priority basis. Bombay High Court, while directing CBI and Maharashtra CID to make sincere efforts to trace the accused in the murder of anti-superstition crusader Narendra Dabholkar and CPI member Govind Pansare, has directed authorities to ensure that there is no suppression of dissent, discussion or debate. Guwahati High Court has issued directions in order to ensure that only those who are duly authorized by the government under the Assam Muslim Marriages and Divorces Registration Act, 1935, issue marriage registration certificates for Muslims in the state.